Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello and welcome to Bagel Tech News. I'm Kyle Swiger filling in for Ewan Rankin. It is Tuesday, February 8, 2011. All the technology news from the previous 24 hours in around 5 minutes. The BBC iPlayer app is landing in the UK on all iPads this Thursday. Yes, finally it has arrived. It is coming, and it's only for the iPad anymore. It's not going to be for your iPhone. That's kind of a drawback, BBC. However, though, you're going to be able to browse the iPlayer app over 3G, but that's the catch. Browse. Once you find what you want to watch, then you got to find a Wi-Fi spot just as quick. That's okay, BBC. It is still free, so thank you very much. Well, we know now the Sony Ericsson Xperia Play is the real deal. Now, when's it coming? Well, according to what we're hearing from Orange, it's coming this April to the UK. They said that they're going to have stocks on the phone. It will be available in April. We still don't have a date. We still don't have a pricing on the phone yet. But hey, it's going to be coming in April. Google has given us a little bit of insight now into the future of internet search, saying that in the future, instead of typing in search, it'll just know it. And where does this come from? Well, from the mouth of Mr. Eric Schmidt himself. Yes, he's saying that we all think a search is something that you type, but perhaps a decade from now, you will think, well, that was interesting. I used to just type that, but now it just knows. Ha, as if Google didn't already know enough about me already. Android 2.4 is to replace 2.3. Well, that's kind of a given, isn't it? But it's going to retain the gingerbread flavor. Well, this is actually according to ViewSonic, who is saying that 2.4 will involve keeping the gingerbread name, and they're going to be the first one to have it out on their ViewPad 4 device, which is coming out in April. You know, I really like Android. I really, really do. But Google, come on. 2.4, 2.3, gingerbread, cupcake, graham cracker. It's confusing. Speaking of Android, the Motorola Zoom tablet pricing has been leaked thanks to Best Buy. It's going to be $799. Yeah, I'll give you a second just to catch your breath. Yeah, all right, got it. Okay, great. It's coming out February 24th in the U.S., and we're hearing in fine little details here that if you want to access the Wi-Fi on your Zoom tablet, well, you've got to sign up for at least 1 month of Verizon's 3G service. Are you kidding me, Motorola? I hope this is a misprint or a typo in the Best Buy ad, because if it's not, well, then you can just pretty much take your tablet and zoom it where the sun doesn't shine. Well, our U.S. listeners are just a few days away of getting their hands on a Verizon iPhone 4, and they're all wondering, is the thing going to be jailbreakable? Well, of course it's going to be jailbreakable. iOS 4.2.6 will be jailbreakable, courtesy of Green Poison. Now, this is an application that's for Mac or Windows, so once you get your hands on that new Verizon iPhone 4, well, yes, you can void your warranty right away. Mozilla is aiming to release 4 versions of Firefox this year. Yeah, 4 versions. That means Firefox 4, Firefox 5, Firefox 6, and even Firefox 7 are slated to ship this year. I don't know why they said ship. It's not like the things are going to be coming UPS. But nonetheless, hey, Mozilla, fantastic. Can we just make sure that none of them are memory hogs? Much appreciated. Thank you. All right, time for a little bit of retro tech. That's right, Sinclair's ZX Spectrum. Do you remember this thing from the 1980s? Well, guess what? It's coming up to its 30th anniversary in 2012, and a UK developer is actually relaunching this thing as a wireless keyboard device. It's going to be kind of cool, actually. The thing is about it, you'll probably pay less for it now than you did in the 1980s. NASA has released the first 3D images of the sun, and there's no word if they've actually done this with James Cameron in mind, but nonetheless, what they've done is they've actually taken these probes, they've moved them into position on all opposite sides of the sun, and voila, you've got 3D. Now, according to a scientist who's a member of the Stereo Science team at the Naval Research Lab, for the first time ever, we can actually watch solar activity in 3D. Wait a minute, did I read that right? Stereo Science team? Dude, you're in the wrong department. We're talking about 3D. And finally, it has happened. Technology breakthrough at its finest. We have a salt and pepper shaker in one. Yes, you heard me right. With a flick of a switch, you can choose pepper or you can choose salt, and they both come through the same hole. Fantastic idea. There's no pricing on this thing yet, and we are hearing that, yes, unfortunately, you still have to shake it manually. If you got a story and no one else will listen, you can send it to us at BagelTechNews@gmail.com. You can also follow us on our website at BagelTechNews.com. You can also find us on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter at Bagel Tech News. Now, Ewan should be back with you tomorrow to get you caught up in all the past 24 hours of tech news. So until then, hope you have a great day, and thank you for listening.